This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But we also love the college basketball scene, and we love the massive impact that the local coaches have made for many years in the fight against cancer with, of course, the wonderful Coaches versus Cancer, you know, the Philadelphia chapter. It's just been such a big thing now for three decades. And there's an event coming up, and it's a special event within the Philadelphia sports community on an annual basis. This year's, when I say this year's, meaning this spring, coming up in April. The Basketball Gala, April 13th, helping to raise money in the fight against cancer, one of the many Coaches versus Cancer events that happens annually here in Philadelphia. And we are proud right now at WIP to announce that this year's gala, the 20th anniversary of the Basketball Gala, will honor the founding members of the Basketball Gala from two decades ago. They are the wonderful associate head coach of Michigan, longtime head coach of St. Joe's University. That would be Phil Martelli. And, of course, Phil's wife, Judy, instrumental in the process for so many years. And LaSalle's wonderful head coach, Fran Dunphy, and his wife, Ree, all four of whom, will be honored, rightfully so, on April 13th. Let's welcome, from Michigan, he's become a Michigan man, Mr. Phil Martelli with us. Let's also welcome from LaSalle, from formerly of Penn, formerly of Temple, the great Fran Dunphy. Both coaches, gentlemen, congratulations and thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Phil, how are you? And congratulations. I mean, Phil, for you and Judy, I know this has been a labor of not only love but intense passion to try to make a major difference in society. You guys have, both of you, both of your couples, because, you know, Phil, I know that through the years now, this is an amazing number, John, $20 million has been raised with the Philadelphia Coaches versus Cancer chapter alone, and so much of it, Phil, has been you and your wife, Fran, you and your wife. So, Phil, good morning, and how are you, Phil?
I'm doing all right. I have to be honest with you. I'm still not over it. I cannot believe that there was not a World Series parade down Broad Street.
I know. I should laugh. So, Phil, that was going to be like my maybe third question. All right, let's just go right there right now. You teed it up. When the Phillies lost and in the following week, what went through your mind?
I kept turning on the television thinking there was a game. What a beloved team. What a great group of guys. And Joe Dunphy will remember this. 2 years ago, they honored Dan Baker for 50 years of broadcasting. And he and I and Jay Wright were sitting on the field listening to Dan. And I turned to my right, and I saw that whole team led by Bryce Harper, who wasn't playing at the time, led by Bryce Harper on the top step, leaning and dedicating their time and their attention to Dan Baker. And I remember turning to Dunphy and saying, this is special. And I really think, like, the love affair that the city has with this team with the city, it was heartbreaking. And I just hope that the same passion can continue, because I think I don't know that much about baseball, but I know that this team has multiple World Series wins in it.
Well, that's a big statement. They certainly have the possibility. I mean, they are a special group. Fran, let me say this to you, and again, of course, your wife, Ree. Congratulations. I know for both of you, this has been a major undertaking now for two decades with the gala, three decades with Coaches versus Cancer. And, Fran, if you could, take us inside sort of the early days of Coaches versus Cancer, what it was, and sort of relate it to what it's become now today.
Well, certainly, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. I'm glad Phil is on here because he, in my mind, was the mover and the shaker. I just jumped on board, to be honest with you. And then our wives jumped in there and really made this something special. But, you know, it was just Phil and I talking one day, and we looked at the stuff that had been going on nationally, coaches versus cancer, and Philly wasn't represented very well. So, and it was sort of Phil's take and saying, let's do a couple of things here. And we did, you know.
And Fran, if I could jump in, let me just ask this. When did that start on the national level? I'm not familiar. Was that related to Jim Valvano, or was that before Jimmy V? When did that all get going?
Yeah, it was 19.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
93, and really Norm Stewart, who coached at Missouri, was probably the mover and shaker that got it all going. He had a three-point shot that everybody paid a few dollars to and started to raise some money, and it just mushroomed and got bigger and bigger. And then finally in 96, we jumped on board in Philly. And everybody's been great, and then the corporate community has been unbelievable. And we've just everybody got behind it, and it's just a great story of a great city saying we can do this. We can help these guys jump in there and raise some money, but really raise awareness and get everybody thinking that this is a horrible, horrible disease, and it affects all of us. It really does.
Well, there's no question. I mean, I'll say this, and it's funny. I had a conversation with someone about this about 2 or 3 days ago. You can't be an adult. You can't get to the age of 20. And not know 20 people that have been touched by cancer. By the time you're 40 or 50 or 60, I mean, it's hundreds. It might be thousands. This event, which is happening, again, to honor Phil and Fran and their wives in April, let me tell you where you can see all the information for it. Everyone listening right now, it's PhiladelphiaBasketballGala.org. Again, that's PhiladelphiaBasketballGala.org. For tickets, obviously you can make donations. I mean, I would strongly encourage people to make direct donations, even if you cannot attend the event in April. They're always looking, and my hat's off to both of you for what you do. Really, it's year-round. This is not a one-off, like, hey, one event in April. No, that's not the way it is. There are a series of events and consistent efforts to help raise money in the fight against cancer, and I applaud you both.
Hey, coaches, we got the Fairfield Stags in town. I don't know if you're aware. That's Joe DeCamera's claim to fame.
He was
a Fairfield Stag himself. He's puffing his chest out. The Stags playing Drexel tonight. Does DeCamera have any room to puff his chest out to be proud of Fairfield's basketball program?
Oh, man. What a grenade of a question. Who wants to take that one on?
New arena. They have a beautiful new arena. I think Joe's name's on a seat or two.
Yeah, I'm in the rafters where all the people that didn't attend the games were.
Coach, hey, Coach Martelli, I just had to follow up with you. We talked to you a couple years back. We found out that you have an unrealistic fear of house pets. Do you still maintain that fear? Have you been working on getting past that? Where do you stand with the fear of cats and dogs?
I'm not really cats. I haven't been impacted by cats, but I raise my hand and say to you, I'm not afraid of dogs. I am petrified of dogs.
Wow.
Have been my whole life, and I used to describe the scene when I went to Widener. I lived in a house with a bunch of guys, and I knew each house that had a dog. And if I got to that house, this is not an exaggeration, I would cross the street and go down the other side of the street. And if on that side of the street, I would cross again. And people laugh and think like it. And it's not. I am absolutely positively petrified. And if you say to me, when did it start? I have no idea.
Wow.
But it became a requirement. It became a requirement when I issue a questionnaire to a young lady that I wanted to date. I would say, do you own a dog? And if they did, and this is again true, I would pick them up at the curb. I wouldn't go in their house.
Wow.
That's incredible. Phil Martelli and Fran Dunphy with us both here on WIP. They're both going to be on it in April. Wonderful event coming up. Phil, let's talk about your experience in Michigan, because obviously all the years here in the Philadelphia area in St. Joe's, You've got a shot, obviously. And, you know, look, it's not easy at some of the smaller schools around here to win a national championship. Jay obviously did it, but it's hard. You know, you've got a real shot. I mean, you're at a program that has that kind of aspirations. What is it like for you at Michigan? You're involved in, obviously, with Juwan Howard, and knowing that, you know, one of these years it is certainly possible you guys could break through and you could become a national champion. What is that like for you?
Well, it's the reason that I'm here. I mean, to leave Philadelphia, my wife still lives in media. My daughter with four of our grandchildren live in media. My involvement in the community. I had to go somewhere where I believed that everybody on campus woke up this morning saying, how do we get better and how do we become closer to national champions? And that would include the guy in charge of the phones, the IT people, the dietitians, the nutritionists, the weight training staff, the people that housekeeping. It's just extraordinary to be at a place this big and to have everybody so zeroed in. Now, obviously, you know, tomorrow at Maryland, the whole Michigan community will be zeroed in and have experienced nothing like they will next Saturday when they play Ohio State.
That's right.
It's just this pursuit of championships are great, and Dumph is doing that at LaSalle. Championships are great in the leagues. At a place this big, it's bigger than that. It really is. It's the idea of a national champ, not national championship or bust, but that's what I have left. I have a burning desire to be on a sideline on a Monday night in April in the biggest game in college basketball has to offer that year, and certainly the opportunity is presented here at Michigan.
Yeah, you know, we root for you, Phil. We really do. Fran, let's talk about your first couple years back at LaSalle. I mean, obviously close to 50 years after you were a star player there. What's it been like for you to, you know, assume the LaSalle program in these early years for you to get the program charged up again?
Well, I appreciate the star status you just gave to me, but it was far from that. I played on a really good team back in the late 60s, and it was delightful to be on it. It was a phenomenal experience, and I appreciate what LaSalle gave to me back in the day, and hence when I was asked to serve, I wanted to do that. It's been great. The kids have been terrific. The players have bought in, and the university is trying their best to be the best institution that it possibly can. I think we have new leadership, a new president, new athletic director. So I think we're on a very good path. And whatever we can do as a basketball program obviously can help. We've had some luck over the first couple of games here, so we need to continue to be together. And college athletics has changed dramatically, as you well know. From the transfer portal to the NIL and all of those things that are included. And now, you know, we have a new president of the NCAA, and he's got a very challenging job in front of him. And just want to see everybody succeed in this situation and hopefully keep the schools like the LaSalle's available and viable. And hopefully we can make a difference in the end here and just give kids the opportunity to compete. That's all that's important about this. And beyond that, just being on a team is just so spectacular. We talk about that every day in our opening remarks for practice, and our closing remarks are always involved about how great it is to be on these teams that all these kids participate so fortunately at.
It's wonderful. Really is. All right, two final things here. Again, Phil Martelli and Fran Dumphy with us. I'm really happy for both your wives. I mean, you guys know, you guys are in the limelight, and they are not as much at all. But their work has been wonderful. And I just want to give you the opportunity, you know, Phil and Fran, to speak about the contribution of your wives. And I'm sure that they've got to be happy, and you've got to be happy that they're being honored. It's a wonderful thing.
It's the whole deal, Joe. Fran and I have been fortunate enough to be honored by the American Cancer Society, not just Coaches versus Cancer, but the American Cancer Society on multiple levels. And there's never a day that goes by that we are not so appreciative. And we recognize that for this gala, Ree and Judy took it from a conversation that I had with Dumpf and saying, hey, why don't we try this? I was not the one that put it in motion, but they did it down to the place settings and to the flowers and the auction items and making sure that everybody in that room knew they were the heroes. Everybody in that room is a hero, not Fran and I, not Ree and Judy even, but the people that go in their pocket, write a check, drop a dollar, even these little kids at the Coaches versus Cancer challenges that they have at the grade school level. They're the heroes. And, you know, inside baseball, Fran and I have said no to this honor multiple times. And wanted to make sure that they honored Ree and Judy. So to me, it's them being honored and us just kind of being plus ones.
Good. Phil, it's got to be special for you. Fran, it's got to be special for you with Ree there.
Yeah, no question about it, Joe. It's watching these two go at it when they decided they were going to put this gala together and the work that they put in and how special it was. And I couldn't echo anything better than what Phil just talked about. He hit every aspect of how lucky we are to have these two in our corner and to make a difference in Philadelphia and in the American Cancer Society and just trying to help people get better, you know, and that's
good.
It's really been a terrific thing, and we owe a lot to both of them.
Well, let me say congratulations to all four of you, Phil Martelli, Fran Dumphy, Ree and Judy, and just the wonderful work all four of you have done through the years. We will, of course, always be rooting for both of you and your programs, unless you play Fairfield. Okay, and you know, I gotta get up. Yeah, the Stags are in Philly tonight.
It's not too worried.
It's so ridiculous. We'll see. We'll see if Drexel fears the deer tonight.
Uh-huh.
Hey guys, congratulations! Final thing, Phil, a win for the Eagles or a loss for the Eagles Monday night in Kansas City?
They play Andy Reid.
Yeah, in KC, Phil. You got to keep it real. It's in KC. What happens?
I can't see an Eagles win this week.
Oh, wow. Phil.
But I do
bummer.
Think they'll play.
They're going to play in the Super Bowl against each other, though, right? And then the Eagles win that one this year.
And that's when they redeem themselves,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's all good.
I think the Eagles will play in the Super Bowl this year. Yes, I do.
I love it.
Hey, guys, let me remind everyone listening, PhiladelphiaBasketballGala.org. That's the website, PhiladelphiaBasketballGala.org. Get yourself to the event. Again, it's April 13th. 20th anniversary of the Basketball Gala, and of course you can make direct donations as well. Let's help raise money in the fight against cancer. Gentlemen, thank you. Please pass along our regards to both your wives, and know this, there are millions in Philadelphia that truly love you, and I'm one of them. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, there they are. Phil Martelli and the great Fran Dumphy. Wonderful stuff right there.